go onto Amazon and just type any keyword of any product and then have a look at the results that are generated and get a feel of how many of those products are actually paid placements versus organic placement. And you'll actually notice about 70% of the real estate on the Amazon search page is a paid ad, and about 50 to 60% of it is a sponsored ad. So if there's one place to put your money initially, it's that keyword search through sponsored ads.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. Currently, we're doing not a marketing method. We're talking about marketplace selling. And in each episode, we release a new one every single Wednesday. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. We are currently in the middle of our marketplaces mini series. Last episode, we did Amazon product pages and CRO, and this time we're talking Amazon traffic. I make no apology for doing lots of episodes about Amazon because it's kind of like the number one marketplace in e-commerce. And a lot of the big lessons you can learn from us talking about it will apply to any other marketplace too. In this episode, we will be chatting through how to increase your organic traffic and sales on Amazon. We'll be talking about why it's important to do marketing off Amazon. Yes, doing marketing in other places to drive traffic yourself to Amazon. That's now part of the game. And we'll be getting some super cool insights on ads. Make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, of course, my guest will be sharing some very cool quickfire insider tips, which includes the option for you to get a free 30-minute consultation on your Amazon ads activity. So you've got to listen through to get that bit. And of course, I will also be sharing my take on it all for you too. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my four-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In this episode, I'm chatting with marketplaces expert Farhan Huck. Han is the co-founder at Simple Sellers, a team of ex-Amazonians who make Amazon selling simple. Han's focus is helping their clients to build $1 million plus marketplace businesses. Hello, Han.
Hello, Chloe. Lovely to be here.
Very cool to have you here. How did you end up in the world of marketplaces?
Marketplaces. It all started in 2019 for me. So I joined Amazon.com.au, which was about in its first year of inception in Australia. So they basically launched with a big bang. Amazon was here to play in Australia. Everyone was shaking, wondering what was going to happen. But really, it was a bit of an anticlimactic launch. We laugh about it now, kind of years later, seeing what Amazon's grown to. So that was kind of my first foray into the world of marketplaces. I worked at Amazon for about 5-6 years across a number of different roles, managing new seller onboarding to ultimately leading a team of account managers, growing a lot of the kind of core categories within Amazon, before then leaving to start this agency, which is a full service Amazon agency, which I've been running for the last year.
It must have been kind of cool getting to build an Amazon in a technologically advanced country when there were so many past Amazon builds to learn from. Like the UK was already very developed, the US was already very developed, and Australia was this other English-speaking Western world that hadn't yet been Amazonized. So it must have been very, very cool being at that build stage.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it was actually a double-edged sword because one, you had a roadmap that you could very easily replicate. You knew exactly what you needed to do to grow the market. But the other side of that equation is Australian customers are very different to any other customer. And it's very presumptive to think that they will exactly operate as every other market in the world. So a lot of mistakes were made, I think, in the growing of the business, which you then learn from. And then you realize you have to adapt to that specific market. So yeah, that was one of the key learnings for us.
Very cool. And then you took all that you learned in-house to create the agency that you're now running to help brands take advantage of that, of the great marketplace. So you guys suggested coming on and talking about how we need to do lots of marketing on Amazon. It's definitely not list and forget. It's not just run ads. There's lots of other things we need to do. So how do we, where do I start on this? How do we work out what marketing we should be doing to increase our Amazon sales? Is it an obvious blueprint for everybody? Does it change? How do we get started? There you go, 20 questions.
20 questions in one. Yeah. We'll work through them one by one. How about that? Look, it's a really good question. And there's actually, I find a bit of information asymmetry with Amazon. I think a lot of people come onto that platform expecting Amazon to operate as every other ads platform or market, similar to a Meta or a Google. But there's a bit of a unique ecosystem that Amazon's created, and they love kind of keeping people within their own ecosystem. So step one is really just understanding the rules of the game on Amazon. And what's great is actually the rules are relatively consistent no matter which marketplace you're talking about globally on Amazon. So if you've learned the rules of one of the markets, you'll basically unlock all of them at once. And really the rules comes down to what are the actual products or kind of packages or features that Amazon advertising offers you in terms of getting your products forward in front of customers, a combination of things you can do that are unpaid that you absolutely should be doing in terms of just getting your product schmick in front of customers and ready to convert. And then a function of paid advertising as well. What are the things that you can actually invest in to grow that traffic and conversion over time?
Got you. So the good thing is that this is pretty similar whichever markets we're operating on Amazon, whether we're in the UK, the US, Australia, across Europe, etc. We've got the same tools to grow that traffic. And then we need to do both the Amazon ads and the organic or the unpaid side of stuff. Let's start with the unpaid and then go into the paid side of it, because everyone wants to know the unpaid stuff first, don't they? So is there anything over and above optimizing our listing that we can do to get free traffic on Amazon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, which is that the listing itself is the crux of unpaid advertising on Amazon. You'll be surprised how many sellers or brands that we have come across where they have very kind of unoptimized titles sitting on Amazon, very vague descriptions of the product, and maybe even a blank product description as well. Amazon's algorithm works in a way that it will, number one, ingest every single word that is sitting in your product title. So we call this the Amazon title, Amazon optimized title, which is very different from any product title you'll see on other markets. It's typically a string of 20 words, a jumbled sentence that makes no grammatical sense, but actually has every single keyword that you want to pump into Amazon's algorithm.
They are the ugliest titles going in e-commerce. You look at it and you go, that is keyword stuffing at a level Google would never allow. You know?
Absolutely.
But they work on Amazon. Those ugly titles are delivering the goods.
Not only just work, but if you're not doing that, good luck surfacing on page one of Amazon. We've seen tangible results from kind of embedding those keywords in the title. So Amazon's kind of robots will basically pick up those words within the title and basically organically pump them on top of search based on what they think is a percentage accuracy of that product answering that customer's search term. So absolutely, titles are number one. For free. Number two and three is probably the rest of the kind of content or descriptions that you can use. So bullet points and then the product description themselves. There's also a very hidden kind of meta field on a listing on Amazon, which is the hidden search terms, often gets missed, but does exist within the kind of listing creation step on Amazon, which is just basically pumped with the string text of the keywords that you want. So those are kind of the key things that we say, number one, have those optimized so Amazon can actually start picking it up organically.
And then is there anything other than optimizing the listing page we can do to improve organic traffic on Amazon.
Yeah. So if we consider that as kind of table stakes, that you've got an optimized listing that's ready to go, there's a number of free ways to actually pump traffic or boost, I guess, the awareness or convertibility of products on Amazon. For me, tier two is definitely then thinking about reviews, which is another actually relatively free way to get some credibility onto those products, but then also getting customers to comment with additional search terms or keywords that will show up in the review section of that product detail page. So there's a number of ways to get reviews on Amazon. The easiest way is to send that product to your friends and family and then getting them to leave a review. All you need is an Amazon personal account, a shopping account, which I would say most people have these days. And then you can easily kind of get those reviews up and running and very quickly move to a five-star product. There's also a number of ways that Amazon sponsors reviews as well. So there's a program called Amazon Vine, which you can sign up to as a brand owner and get some reviews on site as well. So definitely, I think reviews is probably the next tier.
Is it worth pointing out, and tell me if I'm completely wrong on this, Han, at this point, Amazon can be funny if you try to manipulate the reviews, can't you? So you can't go to Upwork and pay 20 people $10 each to put a review, because Amazon will work that out. But you can use their Vine system and you can send product to people via an Amazon account to then get them to come and review. But be careful. If you get an email going, get 100 reviews overnight, best to avoid it. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely spot on. They're quite sophisticated with their reviews trawling, so I would gear away from that. But then again, review seeding is very much a viable ecosystem and business. And a lot of micro brands are actually finding that there's very cheap ways to do that at a smaller scale to just boost a couple of reviews. And to be honest, there is not really much difference between a product that's got two or three reviews that are five stars versus one that maybe has like 20 or 30 to a couple of hundred. It makes a difference in the longer term. But as a brand starting on Amazon, just getting a handful will make all the difference between a non-reviewed product and a reviewed one.
Got it. Thank you. We've done our table stakes of the listing optimization for the free traffic. We've then organized our reviews, so they're helping us too. Is there anything else on the organic free traffic side of things it's worth doing before we move on to the ads?
Yeah, I think if we take those as the first two tiers, the third tier is really everything else that comes with a package listing. So things like your product images, having the right number of images. There's a sweet spot of 5 to 6 images on an Amazon listing that we recommend all our clients and brands to do. The last thing I would say as part of kind of a really nice package listings is then thinking about kind of your backlinks and ways that you might actually start to drive traffic a little bit more organically to that site or to that product listing. There's a number of ways to think about that ecosystem, but the easiest way is really generate a shortened URL for that product and just blast it everywhere across your channels and your spaces. And then you've got that really nicely curated link to your product that you can use anywhere.
I got you. So as well as doing the on Amazon activity to help boost our organic activity on Amazon, we should be doing a bit of organic marketing off Amazon, in our email newsletters, our social media, website, etc., to drive people back into that as well. And for that, you'd recommend using the Amazon generated short link. So going to your product page, grabbing that short link and using that one.
That's it. And yeah, if we're kind of staying on the train of kind of free ways to boost your product very quickly, that's a really nice way to do it. There's probably one more kind of tier that I think of then as we talk about that, which is also kind of running a very quick promotional deal on the product. It's a really easy way to drive traffic for, I mean, I guess you could call it free if you just run a kind of small discount. The Amazon Deals page is their second most visited page aside from the homepage. And typically around kind of particularly peak deal events, they will drive traffic that you typically won't see on any other day throughout the year. So running a quick deal, a discount, is a really quick way to drive that traffic.
Because of course, the more you sell on Amazon, the more you sell on Amazon. So if you can drive some sales with a deal, then everything gets better in the algorithm. Very cool. Okay, let's pivot into ads then, which I still feel like people resent the fact they have to do advertising on Amazon. Is it critical to unlock the advertising box on Amazon to have your Amazon Ads account and be doing it? Can you get a good level of growth without it? Or are you just holding yourself back if you're not using it?
Yeah, it's probably the answer that a lot of people don't want to hear, but it is quite crucial to the game. The way I kind of justify it, though, to anyone new, and I hear the sentiment a lot, which is I'm paying this much for Google Ads, this much for Meta Ads, and now I'm coming onto Amazon and you're kind of requesting that I pay even more to try to get customers. What I say to that is really the shoppers or the customers that you have on Amazon are much more considered buyers of a product than you would get through Google, through Meta, etc. Customers are coming onto Amazon because they're at the point where they're willing to kind of fork over money and convert to a sale. So you're getting them really at the end of that sales pipeline, and then they're a lot more informed at that point and ready to convert. If all they need is that little push to actually make that conversion, then why not pay for it? The other thing is when you look at kind of the cost of advertising on an Amazon versus other markets, it is significantly cheaper. The budget that brands are spending to advertise on Amazon is significantly smaller than other markets and other platforms. So for relatively smaller bang for buck, you're getting a higher conversion to your product. So I think that kind of makes sense.
So we should be doing on... We are missing out if we're not doing ads on Amazon, if we're serious about growing our Amazon sales. So where do we start? And I don't mean click on the Amazon ad banner and, you know, and sign up to an account. Once we're starting to build out that advertising, I mean, I haven't logged into it in years. So is it like it goes in and it suggests stuff? Do we have to, is it keyword based? How do we make the most of that platform?
Yeah, so for a new seller, there's a couple of things that I would recommend as a first cab off the rank in terms of Amazon advertising. The first one is really to get a good understanding of the types of Amazon ads that you can run. And there's a couple, and they do serve slightly different purposes. So to quickly kind of go over them, sponsored ads is lower funnel, so particularly customers that are at consideration stage. And that's basically where you're snapping up keywords and customer searches and surfacing your product up on the page. I love to run this exercise with a lot of my brands, but go onto Amazon and just type any keyword of any product and then have a look at the results that are generated and get a feel of how many of those products are actually paid placements versus organic placement. And you'll actually notice about 70% of the real estate on the Amazon search page is a paid ad, and about 50 to 60% of it is a sponsored ad. So if there's one place to put your money initially, it's that keyword search through sponsored ads.
That's a huge percentage of the results page, because I think back and like, I think Google got to about 20% of their first page being ads, and it was like, oh, this is appalling. It's like, but that was 20% or like 80% organic. And on Amazon, we're talking 70 to 80% ads. It really makes it clear that it's worth playing the game with the ads, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I will say Amazon does a really good job at curating the ads as well. They're also not doing that at the detriment of customer experience, because customers are also being surfaced the right products that are hitting those keywords, that are building that brand awareness and affinity. So it's a bit of a win-win, I think, in the Amazon game.
And presumably setting up sponsored ads, these ones, is pretty straightforward, because it's, we don't have creative to worry about, because it's just our listing, our search result. We're just kind of boosting it to the top. So is it simply bid management and keywords? Is that all we're really managing in there?
Yeah, that's it.
All, she says.
Yeah, all you have to do. Yeah, bid management, keywords. We recommend not also assuming that certain keywords will work on Amazon that have worked on other platforms. So often you'll see a bit of a copy paste job where, hey, I know the keywords that'll convert for me. Let's just bring these in and we'll kind of tighten the spend on Amazon. Actually, your first campaign should be an automatic one that Amazon automatically bids for keywords on behalf of your product. It'll pick up kind of the keywords in your titles and descriptions and choose those to bid on. And then after you've got a couple of weeks of Amazon's automatic targeted data, you can start to make your own decisions after that and do some manual campaigns. But you'll see that, yeah, Amazon customers convert a little bit differently and are searching a little bit differently for your products.
Oh, well, that's even easier then, isn't it? We just go Amazon, work out the keywords, work out the bids, off you go. And then... But the thing is, they have all the skin in the game, don't they? The same as you do, because yes, they're earning ad money off you for running the ads, but they're earning more money if they manage to make a sale for you. So unlike some of the other platforms, both you and them are incentivized to the same end goal.
Spot on. Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah. And Amazon wants to keep you within their ecosystem as well. They'll do everything they can to get those customers pushed through that entire pipeline.
And then you said there was a second type of advertising. So we've got the sponsored ads that are in that lower funnel. What's our other option?
Yeah. So once you've got that, and if you have limited budget, that's the one to go for. But really, then you start targeting top of funnel, which is your sponsored brands campaigns. So sponsored brands campaigns basically take a collection of your products or some sort of lifestyle or video asset and really plaster them throughout customer searches and product detail pages. So they also contribute a very significant percentage of the real estate on every customer page or customer search page on Amazon, and are really good in terms of just building brand awareness and affinity for the brand. We typically recommend that as the second cab off the rank in terms of advertising. Only when you've got your sponsored ads in check, then you can start thinking about sponsored brands.
Because you want the bottom of the funnel working before you turn on the top of the funnel, basically.
Yeah. You want to convert your most engaged and ready to purchase customers first for the cheapest amount of money. And then once you're happy with that and you're scraping that kind of customer base, then start thinking about the new customer acquisition piece.
Got you. Awesome. Well, Han, I feel like we've been through everything people need to know about getting their marketing and their traffic happening on Amazon. Is there anything we've missed though, as you're the expert, or have we covered all the key stuff?
I think those are the ones I would just probably reiterate, have a budget in mind when you start. It can very quickly run rampant and you can go into a rabbit hole of how much you spend on Amazon. But if you've got some targets in mind, especially across maybe like a 3 to 6 month horizon, then you can really actively monitor with Amazon's own tools whether or not it's actually hitting the performance that you would have expected, and then make some considered choices about ad spend.
Nice. Okay, Han, thank you so much. It's been great picking your brains about full funnel Amazon marketing. Listeners, remember to stay tuned to the end because you do not want to miss out on Han's insider tips on marketplaces and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, Han, so far we've gone deep into full funnel Amazon marketing. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of marketplaces. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with marketplaces or e-commerce, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Han, are you ready for the insider tips?
Ready when you are.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Step one. Get a really good grasp of all the different advertising types on Amazon. Really think about what you're trying to achieve, whether it's converting existing customers searching for your products, or you're just trying to get some brand awareness for your products. Or let's say you want to go after your competitors and you want to kind of win the aisle and really kind of really take over some of those competitor bids. Think about those and then think about the corresponding product that Amazon has to offer. Sponsored ads, sponsored brands, and sponsored display are the three typical advertising campaigns that would correspond to those. Step two, then set a budget. So again, Amazon will be a little bit cheaper than your other platforms, but yeah, you can start with something as small as $10 a day, to be honest, to spend on your Amazon ads budget, but then have a view of what good looks like in 3 months and 6 months. Over time, you'll actually start to see that advertising on Amazon becomes cheaper and cheaper as you start to win less expensive words. There's more brand awareness. You're starting to win your branded words and your branded searches. And then that becomes a little bit easier over time. And then lastly, let Amazon do its own thing for the first couple of campaigns. So select auto campaign rather than manual campaign. Let Amazon pick the words that it wants to bid on. And then build an ecosystem of data for yourself on Amazon that you can then start to tweak after the first couple of weeks.
I love that you reiterated the start with the auto campaign, because I know many of our listeners who are used to the world of Google and Meta are going, oh God, we can't give them the power. It'll all go horribly wrong. No, different beast entirely, everyone. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Definitely tracking your metrics. I mean, it's a really 101 type piece of advice, but Amazon, again, is a little bit unique in that sense. They love to look at advertising cost of sale as their kind of headline metric, which is for every dollar of sales revenue you've got, how much have you spent on advertising, inverse of a ROAS type metric. Keep a look at that and then look at that across your individual campaigns that you've created. Make sure the campaigns you've created let you segment by branded versus unbranded keywords. Make sure they're segmented by different products that you might be selling. So you've got all that data ready to go, and you can actually very quickly adjust bids and turn off campaigns when they're not performing to the level that you want. So really the easiest way to do that is, rather than one giant campaign you've created for everything, just create individual ones, which really operates the same. So definitely those two. And then the last one actually that is often forgotten about optimization is creating a virtuous cycle between the data that you're getting through your ads campaigns and then feeding those back into your actual product listing as well. So what I mean by that is you're going to get a lot of rich data in terms of customers have searched XYZ to come to my product on Amazon, but actually this other keyword has converted most of my customers. So that's the words that I need to kind of really fuel my own listing with. Take those keywords, copy paste them directly into your product titles, your descriptions, if they're not already there. And then suddenly you're taking it from a paid ecosystem to an organic one, and then just keep repeating that cycle as new search terms and keywords emerge. So doing that about twice a week is recommended.
Very nice. I like that. That is that voice of the customer bit, which we can get really screwed up about and overcomplicated, but actually, if the keyword is converting, that is the voice of the customer telling you that's a good keyword, everybody. Let's put it in the listings as well. Okay, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yeah, there's a ton of resources available on Amazon's own website. So they've done a very comprehensive advertising guide. If you just Google Amazon advertising guide, you'll get it. They also have an Amazon Ads Academy where you can level up and actually kind of collect badges and certifications around advertising. Those are the two that I recommend. Or if you want to have a chat, we always do recommend kind of reaching out to us at Simple Sellers. We run a 30-minute free consultation where we dissect and inspire you about Amazon ads. Or if you want us to just review your campaigns and tell us what's working or what's not, we can do that as well for free.
Very cool. And if someone wants to take you up on that very generous offer, how do they do that? Do they go to the website, contact you on LinkedIn? What's the best route?
Yeah, so coming to our website and clicking the giant yellow book now button is the best. So simplesellers.com.au. Otherwise, reaching out on LinkedIn. I have been known to never reject a LinkedIn friend request. I've got 2,000 now. I'm trying to become the most connected person in the world.
Very cool. Go and get connected then, everybody, please. Finally, crystal ball time. What is coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Yeah, the next 6 to 12 months in the retail calendar for Amazon is the only time in your year that you should actually be focusing on, to be honest. What I mean by that is the second half of the retail calendar is the busiest. Amazon just jam-packs everything post Prime Day, which they had in July. So the next really big ones off the rank, they're running a Prime Day 2, which is basically the exact equivalent in October, where they'll pump a lot of advertising externally. You'll see it across all the billboards globally, and it's a great time for a seller to come on board and leverage some of that traffic. There's also then Black Friday, Cyber Monday in November, which will, I'm just putting it out there, I think it will be the biggest single day of traffic that they will get in Amazon's history, especially in Australia. And then obviously the Christmas peak then comes in. So really just thinking about what that calendar looks like for you as a brand and really how you can get on top of some of those peak traffic days.
Yeah, it's not the time to be, oh, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. Because it's like these big sales opportunities are coming, which of course are also a great opportunity for learning and testing because there's so much traffic as well as driving the sales. So love that. Thank you, Han. Now we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business and a little bit more about what you do, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to find out about our services is just jumping online and searching Simple Sellers. We are a full service Amazon agency. So we do everything from finding you your winning product to helping you, if you're an existing brand, figure out how to list on Amazon, really capitalize on the ads piece and make sure you're driving traffic and growing yourself to $1 million+ brand. That's the easiest way to find me. But also, if you like that personal connection, find me on LinkedIn and then we'll connect.
Very cool. Han, thank you so much for being on the Keep Optimizing podcast. It has been brilliant getting your take on how we do our marketing on Amazon. So thank you so much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Loads of great tips there from Han. First off, you need to get your organic stuff right. So that was keyword stuffing the title, making sure you've got good bullet points, product description, et cetera, and filling in that hidden search terms meta field that's on the listings. Then also on the free traffic growth side of things, make sure you've got the reviews there for credibility and keywords. You can use Amazon Vine to get those, or his clever idea of buying your own product via your personal account and sending it to your friends and family, because then they can go back in and review for you. And then he also mentioned about making sure you've got 5 to 6 images on each listing, which apparently is quite a sweet spot. So that's a new one for me. And then let's build that ad activity. Sponsored ads first, use the auto option. That's the lower end of the funnel. And then once you've got that auto piece running, he said from as little as $10 a day, it's worth doing it. Then you can look at the results as they come in and then use those keywords to build out new campaigns and also to then feed back into your organic listings. And then once you've got all that rocking and rolling, then it's time to roll out to sponsored brands campaign, which is the top of funnel bit. Whew, I'm exhausted just recapping it all. So much for you all to do. Okay, you can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special director episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then check out the episode immediately before this one, which is episode 270, where Emma Bagley is getting into the details of how to set up your Amazon landing pages. That's your product listing pages on Amazon, and how to improve your conversion rates. Because of course, better conversion rates means better traffic return, which means all your marketing and everything else gets better. So do go and listen to that one if you haven't already. You can also find our full thread of marketplaces content by either scrolling up your feed a little bit or use the short link keepopt.com/marketplaces to go to the page on the website where we list them all. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.